Welcome to Jeep Beach News and Views, a podcast about everything Jeep Beach in Daytona Beach, Florida. Here are your hosts, Charlene and Kurt from JBR.
Hey, y'all, and welcome back to Jeep Beach News and Views, people.
We got more news and views than we know what to do with.
I don't even know that we can have this podcast this week. There's so many news and views.
Would you have enough time for this?
We'll have to squeeze in?
No. I think you'd need to
podcast like eternal.
So we need scaffolding for podcasting.
Yes, we need, for sure.
Well, the way I look at it, you've got to consider, Charlene, that we've got so much going on that we could just say, Jeep Beach is here.
Absolutely.
We will see y'all next week.
Love you, bye. No, I'm kidding.
Hang on. Really?
Bye.
That's a wrap on Jeep Beep.
No. We can't do that. You want to know why?
Why is that?
Because we have a very special guest.
Yes, we do.
They have joined us before, and he's not actually in studio with us this week for this week's podcast, but would love to welcome back Tyler with Racing Optics. Tyler, are you on the phone?
I am. How's everybody doing?
We're great. How about you, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. Jeep Beach is finally here, so we're definitely excited.
Yes, it is definitely here.
Are you currently, Tyler, this is Rob. Are you currently driving on your way here?
No. So I'm over here in Sarasota, Florida, so not too far, but we plan to arrive this Sunday.
This Sunday, our Sunday fun day. That is our first big event. Now, we will have already had two events by Sunday, Tyler. We have our Friday night volunteer party, thanking everybody and all of our volunteers for coming out and getting ready to help us serve all week long. But also on Saturday, we'll be up at Teddy Morris's Destination Daytona for Trey Pierce and the T-Stones
hosting our official meet and greet. And Charlene, we also had a Sunday fun day last week.
We did have an impromptu Sunday fun day. Tyler, did you see that?
Holy cow.
I did.
It was such an impromptu Sunday fun day. And how about, Tyler, people are coming out in droves because we had over
200 Jeeps and about 300 something people.
There you go.
And we didn't really promote it. It was planned
in 3 days, I think.
We said, maybe y'all come on out. And guess what?
They came. So they are here. The other thing that's really cool, Tyler, that I hope gets you stoked is there are so many Jeeps already in town. It is crazy. So people are taking like 2-3 week vacations, it seems like, but definitely 10 days. We started loading in dirt today. And with you, you know a little something about dirt and Jeeps and windshields, don't you?
I do indeed. I think every Jeeper knows about their windshields and what they can run into sometimes. So we're here to prevent that and hopefully, you know, people can come by and say hi to us throughout the week, and we got some swag to hand out through the week.
Awesome. Well, I have some personal request, because if you did not hear, or if you did see the live video from the impromptu Sunday fun day at Copper Bottom, my new Jeep is here, Tyler.
Oh boy.
Uh-huh. And I'm scared to death right now, because I told Kurt, I said, if this windshield gets a crack in it, number one, I already put my graphics on it. Did you see it by chance, Tyler?
I haven't even seen it yet. And to be honest, I'd like to wait until I get there to see it.
Okay, done. But it does have my name on the windshield. But you said that Racing Optics can be installed over vinyl, correct?
Yeah, so what we like to do is take that off, put the windshield defense film on, and then put it back over that, or put it on the inside of the windshield with your name.
Gotcha.
Whatever works best for you, but really anything for you, Charlene. Once we get there, we can look and do it for you. So,
hey, Tyler, I've got a question. And when you're set up,
the rattle bucket does not need my Jeep.
He doesn't even have a real windshield wiper. He has to stick his hand out the outside and move it back and forth.
It gets to that, but no. It's not about the Jeep.
Although, what is it about, Rob?
The question is, when you're set up at the show, are you going to show everybody how to put these on, peel them off the right way. I mean, it's really, it's not that difficult, but it is tricky. It can be
tricky. I was going to say, it does, there is, you have to have a special niche and a special touch, I feel
like.
Yes,
yes, you do. Will you be able, are you going to have samples? Are you going to have showings and examples of that?
So what we did, we're going to have samples already put on there just because doing it outside like that, it doesn't really work out with dust and wind and stuff like that. You really want to install it inside.
Oh, come on. Everybody wants a whole bunch of Daytona International Speedway dust and dirt on their windshield underneath the protected film.
You think about it. They can carry it home with them and go,
and be like, look, I
look what I've got.
The Speedway.
Yes, I have been at the Speedway. I've got sand, dirt, salt,
but
it
does make sense. That does make sense. So no installs this year, but you are going to have some demo type things, yes?
Yep, yep. And then we actually are bringing a cool new mini Jeep, which we're going to put a whole bunch of film on and let people come up and they can sit in it. They can rip the film off and get a feel for it. So it should be
very
fun.
Cool.
Okay,
that's the question. There you go.
You know,
that's
you were my JB22 favorite new product of Jeep Beach 2022 last year. And you guys gave away several sets of the tearaways for Jeeps, the racing optics for Jeeps. And now that you have a new little mini Jeep, am I allowed to come sit in it?
Charlie, of all people, you can
Kyler, Kyler, let me tell you something. There's sometimes you have to say no.
Sometimes
you have to say no, Tyler.
Tyler, don't listen to Kurt.
Well, you know, but we had the opportunity during the Rolex to go down and see some of the cars. The IMSA cars. And, you know, when you look at those, some of these were 10 to 12 layers deep.
Actually, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Tyler, there was one car, IMSA car, that had 16 layers we counted. And,
yeah, I think one of them did.
And you could see.
It was crystal clear.
Crystal clear. You could see all the gauges on the end because the tops are down. And you could see all the gauges in the car. And, I mean, it was literally just like looking through one piece of glass.
And this is the same product, Tyler, if I'm not mistaken, exactly the same product that you guys put on the IMSA cars, the NASCARs, all of your racing line. It's the same exact material, just fabricated for Jeep. Am I correct in that?
Yeah. Yeah, you are. It's the same exact technology. So if you didn't know it was on your windshield, you didn't see it get installed, you would have no idea.
It's that clear. And y'all, Kurt and I can testify to that. And pretty soon, the Waste and Away Jeep will know the same thing because I am mortified right now that I'm going to get a chip
Tyler,
or
something.
Tyler,
just to let you know that I've heard this ever since it got to my house.
He has. We picked it up
every time I drive it down the road.
Week.
Kurt, if you chip this.
And how about this morning when we started loading dirt into the Speedway, I was like, don't get my Jeep near those dump trucks. No scratches, no window chips.
Nope.
Keep her pristine until everybody can help me protect her.
Now, are you ready to move on from the lost shaker? I know you had some separation anxiety.
Hey, let me tell you right now.
She all right?
She has moved along.
Right.
You know how I know she's moved along?
It is not adios.
Hey, no, it's Kurt. Will you get your Jeep out of the way?
Oh.
I knew right then and there.
Now, Rob and Tyler, y'all don't believe that for 1 minute.
She had already crossed.
Not a single second.
And here's the deal. The Law Shaker has to be parked outside tonight because Charlene got her from our...
I also got the ceramic coating. When I tell y'all I'm leaning on our partners that have these up and coming, so she's ceramic coated today. Tyler, when you get over here, y'all are going to help me with the install, I hope, in a very non-sterile, non-dirty environment so we can get my windshield protection on. And then Kurt was like, Charlene, it's still a Jeep. I said, but she's brand spanking new, and I need to protect her in a bubble as long as I can.
Hey, and she said, so get yours out of the garage where I can pull mine in there tonight. So, yeah, she's got over her separation anxiety.
Okay.
All gone.
He's being very exaggerated. I actually cried the other day.
The thing is, I understand because, you know, I have this Jeep that I've had. The Red Sox Rattle Bucket. It's a 97.
It's
and
awesome,
I've had it since 08. And I've been taking care of it and dumping a lot of money into it since 08, but I've had to. That's what happens with old Jeeps. And yeah, I've thought about trading it in or selling it and finding something new, but I just can't do that yet.
Well, and you bring up a very good point. So Tyler, let me ask you about the classic Jeeps, because this Sunday, you said you're coming into town on Sunday, and Sunday for our old timey cruise in, which is going to be really fun. Everybody just kind of cruising Beach Street right here in downtown Daytona Beach on Sunday. So everybody can get a sneak peek at the Jeeps that are arriving into town right from the get go. Do you guys have these films for any of the classic Jeeps? I mean, now most of them, of course, are going to have pitted and, you know, damaged glass already. But it say Rob's Red Sox Rattle Bucket, he puts a new windshield on it. Is there product for those classic Jeeps, or are you strictly a JKJL? Because I have a lot of classic Jeepers right now reaching out because it is the 20th anniversary and we're partnering with some of them, like to lead that parade and stuff. Is there product for those classic Jeeps?
Yep. So we go back to the TJ model.
Wow. Okay. Very good.
So if, you know, people are looking to get that in there, they're certainly able to try, and we can help support them with that. The LJ as well is a similar size to the TJ, so, but that's as far back as we go right now.
Okay. You guys sell horn pads, by the way?
No.
Oh, my God, Tyler.
Inside joke, inside. My horn doesn't work.
Rob's horn's not working. We're going to get him one of those Ooga horns, like on a bicycle that you can squeak. And
so, Rob, the great thing about yours, since your windshield wipers usually don't work, now if it rains, you can just tear a tire, and you'll be good to go.
All right, well, I guess that'll work. I'm down. All right.
Well, Tyler, is the whole crew coming down in on Sunday?
Yep, we got everybody. There should be people flying in, and Chris and I are getting there probably 4 or 5 p.m., so everybody will be there by Sunday night.
That is awesome. Richard's coming in, too, also?
Yep. He decided. We're excited. Okay. So we're
going to have the whole Racing Optics Jamly with us. I'm super excited. Anything else that you want to tell us, special show specials or anything of that nature? How can people start looking up the Racing Optics product right now? That, you know, people are making their shopping list right now, right? So.
Well, you got to add this one then. But racingopticsjeep.com is probably the best way. And then, you know, more than welcome to come by our booth, or if you see us throughout the week, come say hi. And we got a bunch of free stuff to give out, so we're trying to get rid of it.
Hey, Rob, free stuff.
Free stuff. There's one thing I know about my Jamly members. We like free stuff.
They do like free stuff.
Stickers, tchotchkes, you name it, we're coming for it.
Horn pads.
Oh, horn pads, Ooga horns.
Yeah, we got hats, t-shirts, all kinds of stuff.
Nice. Well, very, very much looking forward to it. Can't wait to introduce you to my new baby girl, the Wasting Away Jeep, and it's going to be a great show. Hey, where are you guys staying? Do I even dare ask? Did you find hotel rooms okay?
You know, thankfully, I think Chris did. We're over at the Hard Rock.
Oh, the official hotel at Jeep Beach. You smack dab in the middle of the party central.
So we're partying at Tyler's then.
We're
right?
partying at Tyler's 100% room.
100% we're following Tyler's.
See, now Tyler, I have your phone. I mean, I got your phone number now, so be prepared.
Yeah, we'll be knocking
on
the door.
We get in Sunday evening.
All right. Well, are you guys activating any on the beach for Jeeps at the Rock? With the Shade Brigade?
Yeah, we'll be there. I think it's Wednesday and Thursday.
With the little Jeep, with the sample Jeep where everybody can tear away?
Yep, we'll have a big one to show the real thing, and then the small one for everybody to kind of rip it off.
Awesome.
Very nice.
Awesome. Super stoked. Super excited. And thank you for jumping on this call. You guys are amazing partners. The official windshield protection of Jeep Beach and Charlene's new personal Jeep. Also for the giveaway Jeep, the Jeep Beach 2023 Jeep Beach Edition Wrangler we're giving away with the Tiny Camper. It is actually out on display right now, so definitely got to make sure that we get that windshield protection on there, the Racing Optics Jeep on there as well.
Now, we'll try next week to do a podcast at some point. I'll track you down, and I'll record on the road, you know, on mobile. I'm just going to grab you and Kurt, And say,
and we're
going
to go visit some vendors.
And we'll visit vendors, exactly.
I love it. Let's do it. Tyler, we'll definitely come by because I want some pictures in the mini Jeep. That's going to be fun.
Yes.
And 100%.
And you know how mesmerized I am by this product. I still, it's just one of those things that's just such a cool engineering feat in my brain because of the clarity and the user friendliness of it, as well as the necessity part of it. I mean, you think we can all make sense and justify it for the racing industry, but having Racing Optics Jeeps, because as we all know, we drive around in our bread boxes with a very upright windshield that seems to have a bullseye on it 24/7, which is why I'm so paranoid right now to drive mine without the windshield protection on it. So,
well, we will save a layer for you to tear off. So.
Perfect. Perfect. That's I cannot wait.
And Tyler, learn to say no. Learn
no,
to
Tyler,
say
do
no.
Do not listen to Kurt. He hasn't said no to me. Well, he does. But
yes,
then
I do. Don't
I know how to pout well enough to get my way. And I'm very tenacious that way. Yeah. So you might as well just go ahead and say
no,
yes.
No, just learn to say no.
I mean, sometimes it's easy to say yes, so I don't know.
I understand. Well, Tyler, we will see you Sunday. Y'all have a safe trip.
And let's do this thing, everybody. Tyler from Racing Optics, racingopticsjeep.com. Look them up and make sure that you check them out during Jeep Beach 2023, the 20th anniversary celebration.
Thank you again. We'll see you guys in a couple days.
All right.
See you
be
later.
Safe.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's a wrap on Jeep Beach News and Views.
Be sure to subscribe for future automatic downloads to your favorite podcast player app.
Got a comment? Or would you like to be featured on Jeep Beach News and Views?
Email us at radio@jeepbeach.com.
That's radio@jeepbeach.com.
Until next time, keep all four on the ground and your tops down.